This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV Health Program, in a continuum, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronos is here from his facility at Lake Cardiology, a clinic in Mount Dora, Florida, where lots of people in Florida go. Lots of people from the Southeast go there. Lots of people from all over the country. Hello, here I am, one representative, not just for cardiological stuff, although you really do get certainly not a quick fix. You get an overview from Ken when you go see him. And I want to know what he thinks about my entire chart. My whole health and well-being is much of what I do is predicated by what he tells me. That's because I respect him, and that's why he's here in this program. So if you feel like you'd like to reach out and get to talk to somebody that you can really respect on the telemedicine hookups, because that's easy to do these days, call his office, 352-735-1400. If you've not listened to this program before, you're in for a treat because Ken has gone through, as he usually does, all of the medical journals from the medical associations, the people that are watching scientists do their thing. I told you when we were talking on the phone earlier this week that I'd gone in for a shot. I wanted to get my booster shot, and so I was told by the pharmacist that I couldn't get another shot because it hadn't been 8 months. And I said, why? Well, because that's what the CDC says. And I said, I don't really care what the CDC says. It's my body. I want to put another shot. And, oh, well, we can't do that. And I said, what difference does it make? Well, we have rules. Yeah, what are the rules? The rules are that we follow the guidance of the CDC. And I said, the guidance changes every other day. Why should we concern ourselves with what the CDC says today when on Monday it'll be different? Well, we could lose our license and we could. And I thought to myself, what kind of a country are we living in now where nobody gets to think for themselves? What I want to do is have another shot. It's my body. I don't care what the government says. It doesn't make any difference to me. I know in my own mind, because I'm not stupid, that it makes sense for me, my family, other people who I would come in contact with to have the shot. And if I'm in close quarters, I'll wear a mask. I don't wear the mask as much as I used to, but I do wear it when I'm in close quarters. And so I've made that up, my own decision, based on information I got mostly from Ken, because I wouldn't have ever gotten a shot if I listened to Jack. But I just, in this circumstance, I listened to Jack a lot. I listened to Ken a lot, and I blended together. I felt it was better for me and for my family and for the greater good of all around me, for me to have the shots. I didn't sense that there was more damage going to be done to me, which is what some say. My blood vessels will explode, and I'll have all kinds of, my DNA won't be the same, and it'll affect my brain. I'm not convinced that's the case, and neither are you, Ken. That's why you are getting it. But the confusion, and I don't know whether you have a story that you followed this week from your research, but I will tell you. The listeners, the average listeners to my various programs, I don't know if fed up is the right word for it, but it's pretty close because everything is so confusing unnecessarily because we have too much government. You got the CDC. I'm off on a toot now, excuse me, but I'm getting this off my chest.
Keep tooting.
The CDC, National Institutes of Health, Food and Drug Administration. How many of these do we need? And they don't agree with each other. It's like they don't even talk to each other. And so we are, and we sit here like bumps on logs and accept it. And the power of the drug industry. Did you see that bill that was going through Congress that was supposed to limit? I forget what it was, but it got sidesaddled by three congressmen. It was a drug related bill, and when you look into how much money their campaigns have been given by the four big drug companies, you understand why they are standing in the way of getting this bill passed. It is disgusting. And yet we sit here, we let the government change the curriculum in schools, so we don't know how the government works. You don't know how much influence there is from the Chinese. I'm telling you, there's plenty. And so around and around we go. Okay, so I've said I was very angry when I went to get a shot and I was told it wasn't my decision to make on my body. I'll tell you, that infuriated me. So, okay, Ken.
I don't, Doug, you're near Boston, the foundation of our country's freedom and the belief that the individual was much smarter than the government. And where did those original feelings evolve into? And now, unfortunately, we don't live in times like that. And it is frustrating where we used to believe that the individual was pretty smart.
Right. And but we aren't pretty smart. We've been dumbed down. We really aren't. If we were smart, we wouldn't be putting up with all this crap from all these people. But because we got to go by the CDC guidelines, give me a break. Yeah. Nobody learns about how their body runs because some dope on the school committee says, well, we can't teach health education because included in that is sex education, and that'll teach the kids how to do it. You morons. Anybody that comes up with that.
We can't debate anymore in school.
Okay.
I agree with you. People need to wake up or things are going to go bye-bye.
Sideways.
But yes. So, well, and you had the experience of being turned down for the third shot, and I kind of warned you, and the way things work in modern medicine is that the FDA, the NIH, the CDC give out guidelines, and doctors will want to practice by guidelines because there's a malpractice lawyer on every corner waiting to sue if something goes wrong. And if
so who's going to sue the government because they gave us the wrong advice?
Give me a second. Go ahead. And if you practice against the guidelines, you better be right, because if you're wrong, you'll be wrong real big. And you'll have your license in trouble. You'll lose your malpractice insurance after they pay you off the claim, and you just can't practice. And everything you work so hard for.
What does it cost you a year for malpractice insurance?
It depends on the specialty, but it costs people anywhere from tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's very costly. And especially if you have claims, it's extremely costly. You know, it's like any other insurance. The more you use it, the more you get charged. So it's, and if you want to keep up your hospital privileges, anytime you need to renew, you get asked about all your claims. So you get into a web that gets to be very difficult to even work when you accumulate these, and in some states, if you get sued a certain number of times in a certain number of periods, you lose your license. Yeah. So it creates a lot of caution among physicians. It just is what it is. It's become the reality.
Not a free country, that's for sure. All right, we'll pause for a moment. Then we'll get into some of the things that Ken has researched from the various medical magazines and from the journals. Hold on. For that, speaking about health and well-being, we've all talked a great deal since the beginning of all of this pandemic stuff about how those who are most vulnerable were the people who are the most overweight. The heavier you are, the more likely you are to get COVID. It's just that's what the stats show. Diabetes, people get sick with all of that stuff. So why are you still overweight? With all of the overwhelming evidence that being overweight is going to kill you. I've talked on the air any number of times over the past few weeks about my experience going into a couple of big box stores and these men, 31 years old, who are grossly obese, grossly. And they don't seem to even, it's obvious they don't get it. And so what does that do? Does that change your attitude? I don't know. It changes your life. I want to live to be a ripe old age to watch my grandson become a man and have fun with my grandchildren in general, and just have fun living because I'm having a great life. And if you want to have that great life continue, you're having one, but yet you're overweight and you want to curb the problem, then take the advice that so many, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people probably millions actually, over the past 24 years, the advice they've taken is to lose weight the healthy, right, natural way. And that's what Calitrin is all about. That's where it comes in. Calotrin. I know I have your attention because people are they really want to know, for the most part, not always, but they want to know how to keep themselves and their spouses and their children where they're supposed to be in terms of health. It's the healthiest choice you can make to help you lose weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Right now you get $10 off every bottle you buy with at least a 90-day supply. It's a cool deal, wonderful company, great people to deal with. You can talk to individuals who are counselors. Just go to toploss.com, and when you check out, you get that $10 off deal. You get free shipping. Use the DJV code, please. When you're losing weight, you've decided to use Calitrin, and you're checking out the product at toploss.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged on to social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night. And it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So, I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it. And it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The FDA says that we need a third dose. I didn't need the FDA to tell me that. I listened to you, right?
Let me just comment about your ability to get a third dose in the weeks that have already passed. And actually, yep. The FDA hasn't come to that conclusion yet. But uniquely about the administration of the vaccinations, any center that dispenses the vaccine signs a form swearing that they will adhere to FDA, CDC, NIH guidelines. Right. And they'll be, or under the penalty of you don't want to even hear about it.
Right.
So
yeah.
In this one, it's even, you don't even have the choice of on your own breaking the guidelines and let the dominoes fall. Here you on the front end, if you're providing it, you have to swear. And where we are, there's so much confusion from the NIH, the CDC, the White House on this third booster. And that's why everybody's confused. And let's pick it up after the break.
Well, I think, yeah, let's spend a little bit more time on that because the confusion reigns. And once again, it ought to be an individual choice in my not even my opinion. I mean, that's what my body tells me. I'm in charge. So why am I not in charge? Questions to be answered as we continue on DJV Health.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. I haven't got a license. He's got a couple of them. But it's okay. We balance out. So we were recounting my experience going to a clinic to get my third shot and the fact that they in the clinic wouldn't do it because the government says they can't do it. So I said, well, why does the government say that we can't have it? And she said, I don't know. We'd be happy to give them to you because we think you need them. But the government says no. So what the hell good is the government under the circumstances if you can't make your own choices and these people are scared down to their core that the government's going to take their license away from them, then what do we have here? We have nothing. We have a mess. We have people in charge who don't know their elbow from their behind. All right, so then what do we do? I probably could get on a plane and go to Israel and get a shot easier than get one here.
You probably could. the reason why the public, the doctors, everybody's confused is because the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, and the White House are all on a different page. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, the FDA is supposedly meet their vaccine committee, where the two commissioners have already resigned because they're upset with the White House. The FDA tomorrow is supposedly give their most up-to-date opinion about the third booster after reviewing the most recent studies. Yesterday, they expressed that they're not yet at the point where they feel that a booster is indicated. They haven't finished reviewing all the data.
And does it hurt?
Tomorrow.
But I want to know if it hurts. If it doesn't hurt, then why can't that be my choice? Why do I care what they say? It doesn't hurt me. There's nothing in any data that I've seen that suggests you'll be hurt by a third shot.
Because you're ahead of them in reviewing the data, and it is really frustrating that they're taking so long to review the data. That is very frustrating. And Israel has already reviewed the data, and yesterday the FDA actually said up to their review they haven't found that it's yet indicated that it's needed.
Are they not paying any attention to Pfizer? Pfizer says the data they have suggests that boosters are warranted. So how come the FDA isn't listening to them?
Well, we're going to hear the FDA's most updated opinion, and it'll be so. I just hope the FDA comes to the right opinion, because the right opinion is what the Israelis are doing, and they're giving a third booster after 5 to 6 months for everybody down to age 50. And I think that that is the right answer, and I hope the FDA comes to the right answer. And the CDC is going to weigh in, the NIH, and the White House, and they all have been on a different page up until this day, but the FDA, which is supposed to lead in this, approving new vaccines and new indications for vaccines, is supposed to tell us where they are in the next few days. So stay tuned and we'll hear what they say. But again, if they don't approve it for someone like yourself, then the people who administer them are going to be tremendously penalized, fined, and they're not going to do it willingly. And it's the reality. I'm not saying it's right, but that's the way we live here. Those are the rules.
Yep. Yeah, we become, we're just so sucked in. That's part of the problem with the swamp. The people who have been there so long, like Fauci, who are, they live in an impenetrable world where nobody gets to them. They get to us, and we pay a lot of attention to them. And for what reason? I don't. Why should Fauci tell me what I can and cannot do? That's he's not responsible for me. Okay. Anyway, we have a number of COVID things that we have to go over, plus some other things that are going on, plus questions for Dr. Ken coming up in a matter of moments here in the second half hour of this week's DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The family of missing YouTuber Gabby Petito has called on the family of her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, to help them find their daughter. Traveling cross-country as a couple, their journey was documented on social media. Now Gabby is missing. The fiancé is in hiding in his parents' home in Florida after returning with Gabby's van and no Gabby. Representative Anthony Gonzalez, one of 10 Republicans who tried to impeach former President Trump for inciting the January 6th riot on the Capitol, will not seek re-election to his Northern Ohio seat in 2022. In a statement, he said, "The best path for our family is not to seek re-election next fall." A grand jury has returned an indictment against Michael Sussman, a lawyer for Hillary Clinton. The complaint says he lied to the FBI. The Russia collusion case against President Trump was used by Democrats for years, allegedly based on a dossier. The FBI's investigation concluded that there was insufficient evidence of a secret communication channel with the Trump Organization and Russian operatives. USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball. not my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After traveling around the country for months as a couple, they were documenting the adventure on social media. Now the New York woman is nowhere to be found, missing for weeks, and the fiancé, Brian Laundrie, is hiding at his parents' home in Florida, refusing to talk to authorities or assist in finding Gabby Petito. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A 22-year-old woman from New York who was last seen in August is still missing. Gabby Petito was last known to be in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park while on a cross-country road trip in a converted van with her fiancé. The Petito family attorney, Richard Stafford, on Thursday read part of the family's statement begging for their daughter's fiancé and his parents to help with the investigation.
As a parent, how could you let us go through this pain and not help us? As a parent, how could you put Gabby's younger brothers and sisters through this?
Police saying Gabby Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundrie, has been identified as a person of interest in the case.
Jane Powell, the bigger-than-life star from Hollywood's golden age of musicals, has died. In 1987, Ms. Powell talked about working with Fred Astaire in Royal Wedding from 1951.
I never knew what to talk to him about because he wasn't very conversant. He didn't like to talk too much. And he was, being the private person that he was, you never wanted to interfere or infringe in his time.
92-year-old Ms. Powell died Thursday at her home in Wilton, Connecticut, of natural causes. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four at the hour now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen on this week's TGV Health with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. A reminder again about how easy it is to get to Ken. 352 is the area code to his area around Orlando. 735-1400 for a decidedly wonderful trip into your body and into your life. Ken will take you from top to bottom, even though he's a cardiologist and does a lot of work with the American Heart Association. He's really very good at head-to-toe stuff. So whether it's on the telemedicine Zoom or whether it's in person, help yourself. 352-735-1400. Okay, so we were talking a little bit before we paused at the bottom of the hour, Ken, about diet. I said in the commercial for Calitrin how important it is for you to have the right weight, the girth, if you will. And the people who want to stay healthy need to lose weight. And it appears that people who are not doing this are getting COVID more easily. So it's all about diet, really, right? That's what this suggestion is.
Well, it's amazing how another item in the way to lower the risk, to try to prevent severe COVID-19, the variety that you die from, runs directly with all of the items as a preventive cardiologist that I advocate to lower the risk of you getting heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. And what we learned in the medical journal Gut this week, Doug, is that a plant-rich diet lowers the odds for severe COVID-19 up to a whopping 41%. That is huge. So just adding a lot of fruits and vegetables is a great idea, not only to lower the risk of heart attack, strokes, but also of getting severe COVID-19.
Wow. That's so obvious, it would seem. Doesn't it seem so obvious? I mean, eating and your body is what you eat. So here's something, the study that shows hybrid immunity and superhuman immunity, ways in which our bodies can have extra fighting power against COVID. There's apparently this hybrid immunity when somebody has had COVID-19 and the shots. What do you think of that? Do you advise people, I guess, that it enhances your antibodies, right? So why not do it? It's not going to hurt anything. Is it? Is there somebody worried about it hurting you?
One of the things that is frustrating physicians, the public, is the NIH's unwillingness to, and most of the government's unwillingness to recognize how important natural immunity is when you actually get COVID-19, that this creates an immense effect on the immune system that gives you protection. And this just doesn't get factored in. I was listening to a professor from Johns Hopkins talk about this this week, how hard it is to get data out of the CDC and the NIH regarding natural immunity. And even the professors at the major medical schools are frustrated. And it's just unclear why we're not recognizing the importance of natural immunity in this fight. And it seems like, and there's data out of the Cleveland Clinic, that natural immunity is very potent. And I am in favor myself, for most people, and you have to do this on an individual basis, especially on the older people. If you've had natural immunity, what the doctors are calling one and done, still get at least one vaccine. But there are some physicians advocating if you have natural immunity, that's all you need. In some age groups, especially the young, that's a good advice. But it has to be individualized. And it's just frustrating that there is a lack of recognition out of the NIH, the CDC, the FDA regarding, and the White House regarding natural immunity. And I'd love to hear them, answer that question. Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they don't probably have an answer. Okay. There is a suggestion that there be a COVID pill. Apparently, Pfizer and Merck are working on a pill that could help treat people who have the virus but are not at risk of developing severe illness. So are you going to stand behind this? Are you going to stand away from it? It's kind of like the Tamiflu from what I read. Anyway, remember what that does to the flu? Apparently, they're in clinical trials right now.
There is a pill that's in trial, and I would love to have a preventive. Let's see what the data shows and see if it's safe and effective, but we just can't get ahead of the science, the real science, where you actually test. And
well, that's the confusion, too. Everybody throws the word science around.
There is a lot of confusion.
There's a lot of bunkum science. Science is not a god. It's not an end-all, be-all.
The problem is politics has made the science cloudy and has tried to cloud the science. It's really strange how much politics has gotten into medicine, and that's why there's so much confusion.
Politics and everything is disgusting. Ridiculous. Not the way we grew up, nor the way we ought to live. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 for people in their 30s. Supposedly, I don't know, this is a Wall Street Journal article that I saw about those from the age of 30 to 39 who pretty much avoided hospitalizations during the early phases, right? It was mostly old people like you and me.
Original strain that came out back in January of 20, the younger folks were not getting hospitalized. It was so rare that it would make front page. And it was an elderly illness, whereas the Delta variant especially does affect younger people, and younger people are getting hospitalized if they're not vaccinated.
Really? Well, it's What a frustrating reality. So how much trouble have you had in Florida with fake vaccination cards? And have you seen any of them? They're pretty realistic. They look like the real thing. So.
Boy, what do I know about such things? I know nothing. I know nothing. I have heard, I know nothing personally, but I have heard, gossip about people who want to get these so they don't have to get vaccinated. But I certainly do not agree on it because, I'm a great advocate for getting vaccinated unless there's a medical true medical contraindication, which is quite rare, not to get vaccinated. And I'm even, for most, in favor of, if you have natural immunity, getting at least one shot. I myself have had the third the booster last week because my hospital told me I was eligible, and it took me about 10 minutes to answer the email and say, sign me up.
Yeah.
So my actions show that I am greatly in favor of getting vaccinated, but you have to make this decision on an individual basis. But I respect those who don't, and I'm definitely not advocating that you lie or falsify, not at all.
There's a woman from Illinois got arrested this week and booked for presenting fraudulent vaccination documents. Who knew that was a crime? She was supposed to go on a trip.
Serious crime.
Yeah, but she's so stupid. She got caught. She misspelled Moderna on the fake card instead of spelling it.
That would not be a good idea.
No, M-O-D-E-R-N-A. She spelled it M-A-D-E-R-N-A. Moderna versus Moderna.
Boy, fraud would have a great field day with that.
It's people are so silly. Man. Okay. We'll continue. There are a couple of other, I don't know, do I want to get off of COVID? I think probably we ought to get on to some other things here in the time.
Almost done, except for one item.
All right, so we'll get to that in a moment. Nothing better than going to bed every night and feeling, you go upstairs, perhaps if you have an upstairs like I do, you take a shower, dry yourself off with the towels from MyPillow.com. They're breathable, they're ultra soft, and you know what? Guess what? They actually absorb the water, which is something that other fancy towels don't do. I know I've had some, you probably have some. It's terrible. What a waste of money. So here we have these towels. And then after you've toweled yourself off and you're ready to jump into the sack, you got these beautiful the sheets. And there's a BOGO deal on them right now. Buy one, you get one free. The sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all the things that help you end your day and have a special night's rest. They all are available from MyPillow at deep discounts because you use the DJV code. Go to MyPillow.com, look at the product, and see what you can save, 30, 40, 50, 60, 65% using the DJV code. So it's ever in there in the product catalog that you can use. Right now is the time to buy at MyPillow.com. Excellent products, excellent prices. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's it. MyPillow.com. All the pillow stuff has 60-day money-back guarantee. And the best thing is you can wash and dry everything at MyPillow.com.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time, from any location. Visit Leviton.com/Contractor Connect to explore today.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Back with Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of women in New York, according to a study that I've seen, Ken, have delayed getting pregnant because they were worried about getting COVID, right? So my son and his wife are expecting in November. She has had the vaccine and is, you know, everybody in the house is vaccinated. Everybody in the family is. The mother is compromised, so they've been very careful about it all along. But now that she's pregnant, so... why would somebody be concerned potentially to get pregnant?
Doug, this is the big picture. Looking in my crystal ball in the future, we're going to look back and show how COVID-19 in so many unexpected ways affected all of our lives. And here we're beginning down that tunnel with the next item that occurred this week in JAMA Network Open. If you recall, in New York City, the huge wave began in the first quarter, in the spring of 2020, New York City got hit in a huge manner, and there was a big shutdown. Everything stopped. The intensive care units were packed with people, sadly, with COVID and the huge numbers of deaths that occurred. That was the first quarter, the spring of 2020. And what we've learned is that up to 50% of the women who were planning on getting pregnant during that quarter put it off or never did it. So what we're going to have happen from COVID-19, families are going to be smaller or the children are going to be older. And instead of, one would have thought, and we, I think, even joked back during that time, where if there was any way to joke, that with people being sequestered inside their homes and nature would take their pass and we'd have a baby boom. But it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Be very interesting to see how that all shakes out. There's a study I noticed about pet store puppies and what could happen if you go as another reason to go adopt from a shelter. What's the problem here?
As much as people love their dogs, unfortunately, don't shoot the messenger on this one. I know how much people love their dogs. You can get illnesses from your pets. From animals, they're called zoonotic illnesses. And this came out this week in JAMA Network Open that especially in pet store puppies, they're passing drug-resistant bacteria to people. The bacteria is Campylobacter jejuni. It causes a really bad infection, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and there's no bacteria against it. So be very careful when you get that new dog that they're not ill. Make sure the vet checks
them. They're coming from a puppy mill. The pet store, the puppy mills, they're the ones. Although you can get this kennel, such a thing called kennel cough that comes when you get, that happened to a couple of dogs that I rescued. That's something to be concerned about. But check the vet and make sure you have a good veterinarian, much as anything else. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJB Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with an adjunct to DJV Health Call. Questions for Dr. Ken. This is not a surprise. Wondering about the... And this is not, we're going to try to stay away from some COVID stuff because it's time we have a take a rest from that. So a study suggesting that couples in supportive marriages have better mental, physical health. So that's not a, there's no heavy lifting involved in understanding that, is there, Ken?
They probably could have saved the grant money on this one. But we do learn in PLOS One medical journal this week that couples in supportive marriages, yes, have better both mental and physical health. And I think this is pretty obvious. And getting into a good romantic relationship is so important for good overall health.
That doesn't mean you have to be married. It just means you're going to be in a good supportive relationship.
I picked my words very carefully.
I know you did. I heard that. All right. Next question for Dr. Ken. What about the link between ADHD and dementia? And would you please explain the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's? Dr. Ken?
Sure. We learned from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Journal, the Journal of Alzheimer's Association this week, that if you have parents or grandparents who have ADHD, your dementia risk is much more increased. It's just not something to be scared about, just something to be alarmed about. And if you have that family history, talk to the doctor. There are preventative things that you should then especially be concerned about. And Alzheimer's is just one of the most common causes of dementia, where we lose our brain function as we get old. And dementia is just the large the league we're playing in, and some of the choices are what you're describing, and Alzheimer's is just the big one.
All right, here's a question. How many steps a day can help prevent an early death? I remember reading something once, it was like 10,000 steps a day. People said, my God, I don't know. You'd be amazed at how quickly the steps add up, right? You have one of those counters that count the steps that you take. I mean, I can imagine you having 20, 30,000 steps a day going back and forth in your clinic.
Yeah, I do. I do count, and it is amazing how quickly they add up. And I think the most recent study on this actually put it at 7,000. It becomes significant, and that's pretty easy to get to if you try.
Yeah, sure is. All right, so there's the answer. How many steps a day? Ken says 7,000.
The key is just getting active and listening to your body. And I say train, don't strain. And if you get tired or symptoms before 7,000, you know, no pain, no gain is not a good idea for most of us. Don't go there. Listen to your body. What's even more important is symptom-limited activity, not exercising to the point where you get symptoms and just doing as much as you can before that.
To go back to what we were talking about regarding weight and so forth, the question about these states, because apparently more states have rising obesity rates, and those states are the ones that have the highest risk of having cancer, heart disease, and COVID. And you always say, you're not going to see anybody who's old who's fat. You don't say it.
Well,
like that.
I say, quote me correctly, I say I've never met an obese 90-year-old male.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying it nicely, more nicely than I am. But it doesn't work if you, what's the body mass index and what your waist size is, all that. You know, it's sad seeing all these women that you do today who are of various ages who are almost as heavy or fat as some of the men are. I never saw that. I don't remember that until recently. Is that something new?
Well, it's not brand new. It's just getting much worse. And us being sequestered through COVID is not helping. When the gyms were closed and people not getting to the gyms and staying inside their house, not exercising, it was probably the worst thing we could have done, because exercise and taking the weight off is so important. So exercising outside is not going to get you COVID. It's going to keep you away from COVID.
And also, exercising is going to keep you living longer, as we say, and just keeping your mind active. You know, if you're going to, people talking about retirement, I keep telling everybody I'm never going to retire, because I think that's the first way you go is into dementia or Alzheimer's. I just think that's your brain gets lazy and right. Am I right?
Well, you need to exercise your brain, and that does help lower the risk of getting it.
All right, there it is. Questions for Dr. Ken. More importantly, answers from Dr. Ken. You get them here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.